Robertson joins us with the track work report from Caulfield this morning. How was your morning, Rob?
Not bad, Nadia. Reasonably quiet, I should say, heading into Christmas, but looking forward to Boxing Day and beyond. Plenty of runners still over this weekend leading up to Christmas, and hopefully we can find a winner to buy that last-minute Christmas present.
Okay, well, let's find out some key horses which did work today. Who were the standouts for Mick Price?
Tally Play was very impressive this morning, Nadia, winner on debut at Kyneton, and ran home from near the back of the field at the 800 metre mark, and looks a really nice type. Worked 1,000 metres in evens before quickening up the last 400 to run home in 24.41. It'll contest the Vabis Gold Carrot at Mooney Valley on Saturday. It worked very well. Skylake will contest the bench, Super Vabis 3-year-old Fillies Benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,500. It worked 1,200 metres in a minute 22.28 and came home the last 400 pretty much on the bit, cruised home in 25.57 with stablemate Downhearted. Heavenly Descent will run around on Saturday in the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 84 handicap over the mile. She worked 1,200 metres in a minute 19.78 and the last 400 in 24.32, also on the bit. Hasn't had a lot of luck in heavy going and such in recent times, but ran on pretty well last start and worked it well enough this morning to suggest she'll run a reasonably bold race on the weekend. Mick's got a number of runners on Friday night. Smoke Signal's one that you might want to follow. We'd worked 1,000 metres in evens, quickening the last 400 metres to run home in 24.44 with a little bit up the tank. It'll contest the Super Vabis maiden plate for three-year-olds over the 1,400 metres. It's got a really nice turn of foot, as I said, and should run well. Pete's Dragon will also run Friday night. It just did 1,000 metres in evens this morning. Really quickened up the last 400 to come home in 23.15. And it'll contest the benchmark 64 over the 1,200. It might be worth following. It has won, I believe, already at Cranbourne in the past and won its debut there, Pete's Dragon, so it might be one to follow. Horse called Shawa is a one that's a bit hard to pronounce, but certainly has ability. It worked over 1,200 in a minute 24.13 and came home the last 400 in 24.12. It's a horse that was good winning on debut at Kyneton also and ran a quicker time than Tally Play, who ran and won the same day. So might be one worth following Friday night. It's probably it and Pete's Dragon in races 5 and 6 on Friday night at Cranbourne. Might be a nice running double for followers to have a look at. Mick's also got a couple of horses nominated for Tuesday on Boxing Day. Cow Cow, very talented gelding, resuming, looks in good order. He worked quite nicely this morning over 800 in evens and quickened from the 600 to run home in 37.06 and his last 400 in 23.76. Should run very well. See Me Exceed, worked 1,000 metres in a minute 6.99 and came home in a very comfortable 25.19. It worked quite well and was a good winner on debut. It's a filly with a bit of ability and is owned by former Herald Sun journalist Derek Ballantyne. So he'll be hoping that they can put two together at Caulfield. Mighty Boss worked the Caulfield Guineas winner. It just worked 800 metres in evens and just getting himself prepared for the autumn. And Netherfield is also looking to run on Boxing Day, last start winner at Werribee, and he's going very well and still learning. Did a little bit of work this morning over 1,200 metres in evens and quickened up quite nicely the last 400 to run home in 24.02.
What about Henry Dwyer's horses?
Yeah, he's got Stravera. It worked nicely over 800 metres in 53.45, home the last 400 in a sharp 23.68. Going quite nicely. Faded late, went resuming, but its work this morning suggests it'll run reasonably well in the Vabis Gold Carrot. I think Jay Sweet's Lacoon will certainly need to improve on its recent run. Was a little bit disappointing and still lightly raced and can turn it around. It worked over 800 in 52.82 this morning and cruised home the last 400 on the bit in 24.3. Looked in pretty good order and hopefully it can run well. Sort of justice work down at the beach at St Leonard's for Henry this morning, and said the horse is going very well. It's had a nice freshen up since its last start all the way win, and hoping that the horse can run as bold a race as it did last start. Storms of Brewing is another one that will run around. It's nominated for two races, both the Benchmark 84 over the 15 and the Fillies and Mares over the 1600 metres. It worked 1,000 metres in a minute 8 this morning and came home the last 400 in the very cruisy 26.83, keeping a bit in the tank for the weekend. And he's also got Lucky Liberty returning on Boxing Day. It trialled yesterday at Colac, finishing second behind Oak Door, who absolutely flew in the 800-metre jump-out trial, ran a time of 46.05. So if you're having a look, Oak Door certainly was very impressive, and Lucky Liberty is on the comeback trail after a fairly lengthy spell, and I would suggest that you do very well, maybe back Lucky Liberty to the place, although it's the defending champ. I'd certainly be backing Oak Door of those two from the trial yesterday.
And Aaron Purcell?
Perhaps we'll go around in the Vabis Gold Carrot. It worked 800 in a nice time of 51.35. Home its last 400 in 24. It is a horse that's going okay. Last start never got in it, but prior to that was a good win at Bendigo. I'd probably just forgive last start's run and take it on its previous, going well enough to be in the finish. Combative's another horse that is going quite nicely. It worked 800 metres in 52.04 and home the last 400 in 24.02. It's a horse that broke through for its maiden win last start, and I think it can almost be a winning chance here on Saturday in the Super Vabis three-year-old fillies race over the 1,500 metres. And aside from that, Lady Esprit's flying. It's going very well. Ran 800 in 50 and a quarter this morning, home the last 400 in probably the quickest of the morning, 23.1, and had no luck in recent starts, but with a little bit of luck this time, should hopefully notch up that well-deserved and long-awaited win for the Purcell stable.
Super Hussy for Andrew Noblett.
Yeah, worked nicely over 800 metres. It'll contest the same race as Combative. Worked in even time over the 800 and quick in the last 600 to run 38. Ran a reasonably strong last 400 in 23.9. So going around and having a throw at the stumps, according to Andrew, should be competitive. And it's been running okay. Wasn't a bad start, last start at Mooney Valley, but it was also a good win prior to that at Yarra Valley. So will be competitive, Super Hussy.
And also Brendan McCarthy with a couple of mention.
Yeah, he's got Calendar Lad. He just did a bit of work on the treadmill this morning. He'll contest the Benchmark 64 handicap. Really honest galloper who keeps picking up a win. He'll placing during each preparation he has. So Brendan's hoping that he can run a really strong race. He's also got Holly Cash running Friday night at Cranbourne in the maiden plate over the 1,300 metres. Would you believe, Nadia, it's a five-year-old having its third career start. So it's not a bad effort to be still in the stables and around as long as it has. Worked 1,000 metres in evens this morning and cruised home in its last 427. More than anything, hoping for a run on Friday night. It's a little way down the order, but fingers crossed if it gets in, it can put up a good performance.
OK. Colin Little with Domino Vitala.
Yeah, resuming. Mare had no luck last preparation, and I'd expect if she goes all right, she'll might be a place chance. 1,200 might be a bit sharp for her. Worked over the 1,200 metres this morning in a minute 18.05 and came home the last 600 in 37. So certainly going well enough for resumption, but I'd probably wait until you get to the 14, 16, 18 for her to be super competitive throughout this preparation.
Get the picture for Stuart Webb?
Yeah, it's going to run around on Saturday at Mooney Valley, nominated for two races, the Benchmark 78 handicap over the 2040 and the 2,500 metre handicap. It worked a mile this morning in a minute 54.36, home in 37.11 the last 600, and was a good winner two starts ago. Didn't have much luck last start, and hopefully it gets back on track and runs a nice strong race over whichever race it goes in, either the 2500 or the 2040.
And also a couple for Roberts Merton?
Yeah, Saddler's Lake also trialled yesterday at Colac, and it's been a little bit poor in its two starts since arriving at the stable. Did have a run in the over 1,200 metres, winning in a minute 13.17. Hopefully that'll build a little bit of confidence for the horse, and it'll run well on Boxing Day. He's got a couple nominated Friday night, but possibly won't run those horses in Sweet Satin. And also the other horse was Dramatist. Not quite sure what he's doing with Dramatist at the moment, but they look to be the ones for Robert. While Johnny Maloney, he'll run Dornier. He worked this morning over 1,400 metres with Cousin Muscles for his brother Jared, and they worked on the steeplegrass in a minute 25.08 and came home the last 400 in 24.55. So certainly hoping for a change of luck or fortune for Dornier.
Okay, who'd be one or two horses we can take out of the session?
I certainly think you can go well with Lady Esprit, Tally Play, Sword of Justice and Combative on Saturday. Aside from those, Nadia, I think you can do very well with Smoke Signal and Pete's Dragon and Schwala on Friday night, and go with Oak Door and Netherfield, along with See Me Exceed on Tuesday on Boxing Day.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.